Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The third Sunday before the start of Great Lent on the Orthodox Church calendar is called the Sunday of the Prodigal Son, referring to the day's gospel parable. On this day, the church begins to sing the Psalm of Exile by the Rivers of Babylon. We begin our program today with a beautiful setting of this text by the Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, performed here by the Blagovist Sacred Music Ensemble of Moscow, Galina Koltsova, director.
Oh.
just as the special icon displayed in the center of the church reminds us of the event or saint being commemorated on a given day, the hymns of the church serve as icons in sound, expressing or describing the theme of the day. One such hymn for the Sunday of the Prodigal Son is the beautiful Fatherly Embrace, in Slavonic, Objatia Oče. Make haste to open unto me thy fatherly embrace, for as the prodigal I have wasted my life. In the unfailing wealth of thy mercy, O Savior, reject not my heart in its poverty. For with compunction I cry to thee, O Lord, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Here now is the Russian male ensemble Хоровая Академия, under the direction of Александр Седов. Another hymn that begins to be sung during the pre-Lenten Sundays is Open to Me the Doors of Repentance. We will hear two versions of this hymn, the first, a unison Znamenny chant, performed by the Russian vocal quartet of Nice, France, and the second, an English translation of an arrangement by Boris Lyatkovsky, sung by the male choir of St. Vladimir's Seminary.
Oh, God.
Actually, we heard three versions of Open to Me the Doors of Repentance, a Unison's nominee chant, a composition by Chesnokov, and a harmonization by Boris Lyutkovsky. During the period of Great Lent, the Church invites us to recognize once again and reaffirm our relationship with God as His children. Nowhere is this father-child relationship expressed more poignantly than in the great prokimenon, "Turn not away thy face," which will be sung on Forgiveness Sunday, 2 weeks from today. We hear it performed right now by the male choir of St. Vladimir's Seminary.
The great prokimenon in the eighth tone, "Turn not away thy face from thy child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily, draw near unto my soul, and deliver it."
We conclude our program for the Sunday of the Prodigal Son with a well-known setting of the Lord's Prayer by the Russian emigre composer Nikolai Kedrov Sr., performed here by the Gloria Dei Cantoris Choir from Orleans, Massachusetts, Elizabeth Patterson, conductor. Have been listening to Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 800-326-3132. Ask for program number 1. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening, and inviting you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.